research, creating the next generation of experts. Supporting the next generation or early career researchers, ECRs, is something that has been embedded in the ethos of the PSPA from the very beginning. The PSPA is dedicated to supporting early career researchers to flourish into the next generation of world-leading clinicians and academics. A key element of the research strategy is to support, fund and showcase researchers from the start of their journey to becoming the key players in the PSP and CBD research world. By nurturing ECRs, PSPA helps build a growing network of specialists who go on to establish their own labs, clinics and research programs with a PSP and CBD focused team. We support researchers in numerous ways, connecting them with research participants, helping with grants applications, offering networking opportunities and providing lived experience insights through our PSPA Research Involvement Group, PRIM. Professor Hugh Morris. Support. We connect ECRs to research participants to assist with recruitment. Provide advice and guidance from people with lived experience through the PSPA Research Involvement Group, PRIM. Provide support during grant applications, networking opportunities. Dr. Robert Durkin, Fund. Both our small and project grants are open to applicants at any career stage. Specific research fellowships funded since 1997 and a new one will be starting in September 2026. Dr. Edwin Jabari, Showcase. ECRs receive invitations to speak at our research information sessions and support groups, invited speakers and poster opportunities at our international symposium, highlighting their work and publications on social media and in newsletters. Our funding opportunities are open to researchers at all career stages, with both small grants and larger project funding available. Since 1997, we've also funded dedicated research fellowships that have launched the careers of several leading figures in the field. One of the earliest was Professor Hugh Morris, PSPA's first research fellow in 1997. Under the supervision of Professor Andrew Lees and Professor Nick Wood, Professor Morris began investigating the genetics of PSP. He travelled to Guam to study a very similar condition to PSP, alongside Professor John Steele, who was one of the first people to describe PSP as a medical diagnosis. Professor Morris has since gone on to set up his own laboratory and movement disorders clinic in London, and he leads the UK-wide Prospect study. He also mentors the next wave of researchers, including recent PSPA, Sarah Coe Research Fellow, Dr. Edwin Jabari. Since his fellowship, Dr. Jabari has gone on to conduct his own research via a PSPA project grant, where he's been working to develop seeding assays as a diagnostic test for PSP and CBD. Recently, on the back of this research, he has been awarded a £2.3 million medical research fellowship. This prestigious award will support Dr. Jabari to set up his own laboratory at UCL, where he can continue to advance his work on diagnostic tests for PSP, CBD and Parkinson's disease. Alongside his research work, he's also been made an honorary consultant neurologist at the National Hospital for Neurology and Neurosurgery. Similarly, Dr. Uma Nath, who began as a PSPA research fellow in 1999, now leads the Movement Disorders Service at Sunderland Hospital. Back in 1999, she was introduced to PSPA founder Michael Coe at a PSPA research event. Michael invited Dr. Nath to conduct a fully funded prevalence study, which highlighted it was taking people on average 4 years to get a diagnosis. Our current research fellow, Dr. Robert Durkin at the University of Cambridge, is exploring a chemical called noradrenaline. It's the brain's natural form of adrenaline, our fight or flight hormone. Noradrenaline is necessary for many aspects of thinking and behaviour, and is produced in a small area in the base of the brain called the locus coeruleus. This bit of the brain is badly damaged by PSP, where faulty tau builds up early, causing up to 90% of this region to be lost in the final stage of the illness. It is thought that the damage to noradrenaline production causes personality changes, such as increased apathy and impulsivity. This project will investigate how noradrenaline production differs between people with PSP and what symptoms they experience, as well as if a repurposed ADHD medication called atomoxetine can help apathy and impulsivity. PSPA is dedicated to supporting early career researchers to flourish into the next generation of world-leading clinicians and academics. Some of the money raised by the Understood Appeal will fund a new research fellow in 2026, as well as other research grants, ensuring we continue to develop the next generation of PSP and CBD researchers to develop new treatments for both conditions and one day, we hope, a cure.